This is VK6ARN. You're listening to News West. WA Amateur Radio News is a community organisation and has been serving up the news since 1931.
Hello and welcome to News West for Sunday, 22nd of March, 2026. I'm your producer for this morning, Phil, VK6DEV. Now, on with the news.
Well, by the time this goes to air, you'll either be still at it in the John Moyle Memorial Field Day or recovering post-contest, or will have done neither. If you did do the John Moyle, you must remember to submit your log. Exporting your log is a pretty easy thing to do, especially if you use the N1MM logging app. I hope you adapted to N1MM fairly early on. It presented me with a pretty steep learning curve, partly because its on-screen appearance is nowhere near as user-friendly as VK Contest Logger. I experienced some difficulties installing it, and it cost me several hours. I removed and reinstalled it three times, but that's another story. I hope you went well and enjoyed the experience. Please remember to submit your log. You submit it via vklogchecker.com. One big long word, vklogchecker.com. My next task is to dismantle a temporary mast consisting of an extension ladder with a pole bolted to the top, a tri-band vertical on top of that, and a G5RV. The ladder is leaning up against the olive tree, securely attached. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
Foundations of amateur radio. Possibly the single most important thing that separates science from fiddling around is documentation. Figuring out how to document things is often non-trivial, and me telling you that unless you wrote it down it didn't happen only goes so far. If documentation isn't your thing, what about, I broke something and I don't know how it was before I fiddled, as an incentive instead? Recently, I had cause to explore how to document how my station is configured. To give you a sense, the microphone is connected to a remote rig, which is connected to a Wi-Fi base station, over Wi-Fi to a Wi-Fi slave, to another remote rig, to the radio body, to the VHF port, through two coax switches, a run of RG213 to an antenna. When receiving, it goes from the antenna to a run of RG213, through two coax switches, to the VHF port, to the radio body, to a remote rig, to a Wi-Fi slave, to a Wi-Fi base station, to a remote rig, to the remote head, to a set of headphones. Of course, at this point I've written it down, so job done, right? Well, what about the data connection, the external speaker, the remote head display and other goodies, say nothing of the duplicate devices with similar names? All in all, the FT857D has something like 11 ports. Each remote rig is 10. So just wording it is a start, but hardly qualifies as documented. What if we drew a picture instead? At this point, you could pull out your crayons and start scribbling on a sheet of butcher's paper, and that would be a fine start. But it would be difficult to share with me or anyone else, and updating it would be a challenge, let alone versioning it. As it happens, we're not the first people to have this issue. In the 1980s and 1990s, researchers at Bell Labs were trying to figure out how to draw graphs, and from that work, a language DOT, since everyone is a fan of the DAG of tomorrow, and a series of tools, which today are known as GraphViz, made the visualization of relationships possible without the application of coloured wax on dried cellulose fibre. In my other computing job, I had cause to visualize the relationship between a million or so nodes, allowing me to discover a specific node that was directing all traffic, where I could insert my debugging code. But it was only possible thanks to these free and open source tools. While the DOT language isn't particularly complex, it occurred to me that for someone not conversant with the syntax, we can start even simpler, with a CSV text file that shows the relationships between each device and convert the CSV to DOT and, in turn, to a picture. For example, I documented the relationship between the radio and the antenna by adding 5 lines to a CSV file. Essentially, FT857D to VHF port to VHF coax switch to VHF grounding switch to RG213 to antenna. In all, to document everything except power, since I haven't decided how I want to describe it, I used a CSV with 47 lines. On the face of it, that might sound ridiculous, but I can tell you it shows all the sockets on the FT857D, all the sockets on both remote rig devices, and the relationships between them. With it, anyone can duplicate my setup. Having previously spent some quality time learning various aspects of the DOT language, I figured I could write a little script to convert CSV files to DOT. But being of the generation of software developers with the attitude, why write something if someone else already did, I discovered that Reinier Post at the Eindhoven University of Technology has a delightful collection of scripts, including one, appropriately named, CSV to DOT. Written in Perl, the only language that according to some looks just as impenetrable before and after encryption, the tool works as advertised and makes a DOT file that you can then visualize using GraphViz. Of course, there's Python scripts lying around that claim to do the same, but I wasn't keen to install the kitchen sink just to try them. Instead, I made a quick little Docker file that you can find on my VK6FLAB GitHub repository that will walk you through this, complete with my example, so you have a starting point. Now, I use this here to describe my station, well, one part of it, but it can easily extend to document your entire station. And because we're talking about text files that contain the information, anyone with a copy of a text editor can update the file when things change, since that's where the real magic happens. So, what are you waiting for? Documentation? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6 ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
HAB College is a Perth-based organisation focused on providing top-quality training to enable students to attain their foundation, standard and advanced licences. We run a foundation course in the first weekends of February, April, June, August, October and December of each year, with the exams being run the weekend after. We also run a standard advanced course on Tuesday nights this year, starting on Tuesday, March the 10th, and finishing in October. While there are quicker ways to get the qualification, we believe our approach provides the best depth of knowledge of any course in the country, and providing the most useful start to your amateur career. To book a place on any of our courses, please use the Contact Us page on our website at www.hamcollege.org.au.
Have you managed to take a look at the QTC magazine yet? The March edition of QTC has something for everyone. Artificial intelligence. How would you feel making a QSO with artificial intelligence? Would you be happy about it? We're seeking your response to questions about AI on air and amateur radio. What should a national representative body look like? Read about what a representative body should be. Repeater owners are facing huge site rental fees in some parts of Australia. We take a look at an instance in New South Wales, and while we're at repeater sites, there's a story from the Bendigo Club, Barak, about setting up their monster-sized remote tower. The pictures themselves are fantastic. And moving on to amateur radio software, when the software developer dies, what happens to the applications that they've developed? Do they take it to the grave with them? Should they? There's more, and there always is more. The regular dits and dars pages, news from New Zealand and DX happenings. QTC is produced monthly by RASA volunteers, and it's available to read as an online magazine or to download as a PDF. Internet links in QTC are live, as is the table of contents at the front. Click on it, you're there. Now here's the thing. QTC is free, gratis, and it costs you nothing. QTC is available to anyone and everyone, no membership required. and QTC is available from the RASA website, vkradioamateurs.org. That's vkradioamateurs.org. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
Hi all, I'm Steve, VK6SJ, with another episode of Did You Know? I've spoken in the past about getting interest in hosting a WIA AGM event in WA, with not much interest being expressed by club organisations at least. For those of you that haven't been to an AGM before, the AGM itself is a fairly low-key event, where the organisation officially accepts new office holders and presents a short spiel on highlights from the preceding year. Around the meeting, however, is generally presentations, some vendors selling equipment, and other amateur radio-aligned activities. Generally, there are also activities organised for spouses who aren't interested in amateur radio, for example, a winery tour, etc. At each AGM, the location for the next AGM is generally announced. A decision has not yet been made on the 2027 AGM location, but the WIA looks very favourably at WA hosting an event given it last hosted the meeting in 2013. Whilst I haven't had much of a response from an email to club presidents or when mentioned in this forum so far, I suspect there are individuals in WA who would be happy to be involved in a committee to manage the hosting of the event in 2027. With this in mind, I am considering putting my hand up to host the 2027 AGM in WA. I'm open to the actual location within the state, largely dependent on where the most help is coming from, and just trusting that help will be forthcoming. If not, well, I've just semi-retired, so I'll just make it happen anyway. What would this AGM look like? A 2.5-day affair, starting with a Friday event, evening sundowner event, and finishing later on Sunday. Saturday and the morning of Sunday would be presentations and the AGM meeting itself. Sunday afternoon could include a tour of something of interest to hams. Saturday night is generally a gala dinner type of affair. Partners' activities would be location dependent and hopefully including a couple of parallel activities to provide some choices. Cost of the venue is generally covered by the WIA. Whilst the AGM itself must be free to members of the WIA, the rest of the event can be charged for. I note that this year's meeting, the only charge is for the gala dinner on the Saturday night, as the weekend is largely covered by sponsorships from vendors and manufacturers, including at least one from WA who would also assist in 2027. So, if you're interested in being involved, please contact me on my mobile 04477 67518. Again, 044-77-67-518, or email me. My email address is in qrz.com. This is Steve, VK6SJ, with my latest Did You Know episode. You're listening to News West, VK6ARN.
This is VK6ARN. And now for something completely different.
Hi, I'm Steve, VK6SJ, Club Secretary for NCRG. As you receive this news, NCRG will have just completed the John Moyle Field Day at Parana Wildlife Sanctuary in the Gidgee-Gunup area, equipped with a HF and a VHF-UHF station and 5 to 10 operators. The construction team arrived on Friday afternoon in order to be well and truly ready for the contest start at 0100 Zulu on Saturday. The club continues to attract new members on almost monthly basis, many of whom are keen to jump in and get involved in a variety of club projects in play at any given time, as well as to be involved in the evolving contest team that will take advantage of the newly revamped radio rooms. On the project front, the EME station is now on air and being used. The radio room upgrade is close to completing its first big milestone, that being the commissioning of an automated antenna and bandpass filter switching system, allowing sharing of antennas between our two rooms, including our remote station and the addition of high-power bandpass filters, allowing the two rooms to operate with no interference between the two. The system uses frequency data provided by the SPE amplifiers in each room, fed to a Node-RED server, which then causes a web relay server to control an antenna switching matrix to connect in the appropriate bandpass filters and also provide the operator with the options of antennas for that given band. This phase of the project delivers interference-free operation between the two radio rooms, sharing of all antennas between both rooms, removes the need for interlocking between the two rooms, provides a more comfortable environment for operating with new carpets and premium operating chairs, allows the remote station to continue operation when Radio Room 1 is in operation. The final commissioning of this milestone will occur this week, just in time for the CQWPX contest next weekend, of which we have a growing team of operators ready to both compete and to just learn the skills to operate a good contest station. The next stage will bring the rotator controllers online, allowing integration with N1MM and allowing both rooms to operate the rotators depending on the antenna selected. The CQWPX team is being led by one of our newest members, ON8JA Alex, newly moved to Perth from Belgium, who is a keen contester. Planning for the next NCRG Hamfest in August is now in progress. The committee has been formed and will be meeting regularly from now on to prepare another iconic Perth event. More on this in coming months. Club continues to run the odd foundation course as required and has a number of accredited assessors and trainers available. Well, that's NCRG for the month. I'll be back with more news towards the end of April. Thanks for listening. This is Steve, VK6SJ, Club Secretary, NCRG.
You are listening to News West, your weekly news from VK6ARN. If you have any items for the news, the latest they can be submitted is noon Friday. If you have an item you would like read out by the news team, please give plenty of notice to allow someone to record the item before the Friday deadline. This is Darren, VK6EK, for Amateur Radio News, VK6ARN.
Hello, this is Anthony, VK6AXB, with a quick update from WARG, the West Australian Repeater Group. As per recent emails to WARG's email list, we've got a few things coming up. We're pleased to confirm the date and details for WARG's junk sale and swap meet. It'll be on Saturday, June 13th, with doors open from 10 a.m. for buyers and sellers from an hour earlier, 9 a.m. to set up. The venue's the same as last year, the Old Midland Mechanics Institute, or the First Midland Scout Hall, which is number 10 Helen Street in Bellevue. Vendors will be attending, food and snacks will be on sale during the event, and we'll have a small raffle on the day. Please come along, catch up with everyone, and help us raise funds to keep the repeater network on air. There'll be more detail on future broadcasts, but please save the date. WARG Swap Meet for 2026, Saturday 13th of June, 10 a.m, at number 10 Helen Street in Bellevue. Also, this Tuesday, March 24th, a few of us are heading up to the Tig Hill repeater site, VK6RTH, for a working bee. Tig Hill is in the Red Hill area off 2J Road. Access is via Cement Products Quarry, as they're the landowners. It's an early start. We've got to be in their car park by 7 a.m. so we can be escorted into the site, and we'll probably be escorted out again by about 3 p.m. or so. The main work we're starting on there is replacing all the bolts in the main towers, as the old ones are potentially getting a bit fatigued. So anyone who's got climbing or rigging or those sort of skills and would like to join us at short notice is very welcome. If you want the details, please email secretary@whiskeyalfaromeogolf.org.au and I'll send you the information. It's a bit too complex to go into here. It's quite a big job, so this won't be the only working bee we've got at Tick Hill. There'll certainly be more, and we'll aim to publicise those with a bit more notice. We've also got some work planning at WARG's Busselton repeater site, VK6RBN. That's probably sometime in early May, when the bushfire risk down there is a bit less. Keep an eye out for details on that one. As usual, WARG's monthly meetings continue. Next one is Monday, April 13th. And we're also aiming to do another technical activity session just before, which is the weekend of April 11th, 12th. And our technical and general net continues Sunday morning, 10:30 local time, on VK6RLM repeater, 146.750. Good luck to all the stations working in the John Moyle this weekend. And once again, we thank the team at News West for putting this to air. This has been Anthony, VK6AXB, on behalf of WARG.
Good morning, this is Roy, VK6X-ray Victor, with this week's Amateur Radio Disposal Helpline for the 22nd of March 2026. It's a free service to amateurs and shortwave listeners. If you would like to get your items into me, I can deal with them and rebroadcast your requirements here. And good morning, this is Roy, and today I have the following. If you're looking for a new computer or a laptop computer, a refurbished one particularly, there are some available. If you'd like to look at connectingup.org, and they've got Hewlett-Packard and Dell and other computers there, Apple, Mac as well, at fairly reasonable prices, some of them. But that's just if you're looking for a new laptop or a refurbished one at least. And today we have the following for you from a silent key from Phil Harmon, VK6 Papa Hotel. The proceeds go into a very good cause, the Motor Neuron Disease Association of WA. So join in here and help the MND Association with a bit of input. And we have from the deceased estate, we have an Anand Alpha November 7000 DLE 160m to 6m high performance Sierra Delta Romeo. That's an SDR transceiver, blue face, in good condition, comes with mains power supply and power leads. There are also some spare parts, asking $2,500 for the lot. And the next item is a Kenpro Kilo Romeo 500 elevation rotator and matching controller, of course. This is for satellite working, asking $150. And there's also an original Hotel Papa Sierra Delta Romeo SDR transceiver, as described in the RSGB handbook, the 11th edition, and designed by Phil and others, and produces about 5 watts output. Can drive that into an amplifier of some description. Some spare boards are also available. $150 for the lot there. And you can contact Steve, VK6, Victor Zulu. His email address is Sierra Tango Echo, Victor Kilo, figure number 6, Victor Zulu, at tpg.com.au. Again, that's Steve, VK6, Victor Zulu, at tangopapagolf.com.au. Next, I have for you a few items here from Michael. I don't have a call sign for Michael, but I do have the following. He has a Yaesu power supply, a 20-amp power supply, Yaesu Fox Papa 707, 20-amp power supply in good condition, $100, 100 dB. And now item two, he has a two-element spider beam covering 20 metres, 15 metres and 10 metre band, full-size driven and reflector, wire elements for each band, supported by centre arm and 4 fiberglass spreader arms. $100 for that spider beam, and you may contact Michael for those items on his mobile 0403 854 720. 0403 854 720 0403 854 720. And that's all the items I have for this week. Thank you once again for listening. If you'd like to get into your stride here with the disposals, if you've got anything you would like to relinquish or upgrade to or from, please get in touch with me. VK6XRayVictor is the email address at bigpond.com. VK6XRayVictor at bigpond.com. And 7-3 from me, 7-3 from him. Cheers now.
Well, we've come to the end of another NewsWest broadcast. Thank you to the team at VK6ARN, our readers and contributors, and those that put the broadcast to air every week. And especially to you, our listeners. We welcome feedback via newswest@vk6.net. Please stand by now for the callbacks after the broadcast, or you can visit vk6.net and fill out the callback form. 73 from me, VK6DEV, and all the team at WA Amateur Radio News.